Hello and welcome to Dvorak Horowitz Unplugged, an hour-long discussion of activity in the financial markets around the world, featuring columnist John C. Dvorak and money manager Andrew Horowitz. This conversation is casual and unrehearsed. Let's join John and Andrew now.
I'm John C. Dvorak.
I'm Andrew Horowitz.
And here we are, wrapping up September.
Yep. I'm feeling a little deja vu.
Yeah, well, it's because of the storms. There were two of them, three of them, four of them.
Yeah, big month for storms.
And so you got hit with one.
I did. It was terrible, absolutely awful. But I survived, and hopefully that's the end of them because it was just barely surviving. But now the problem is down here we have all these the tree limbs everywhere, you know, in the streets.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And, you know.
Sounds like firewood time.
I'm really a little concerned about this, actually.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that this is becoming a real problem because they haven't picked it up yet. And there's
why don't you locals pick it up yourself?
There's a lot of debris.
Oh, okay. Well.
And they're supposedly coming around, they're, you know, picking it up and they're doing all that. But my concern is that we have now all this dying down and it's getting kind of very brittle and dry.
Yeah,
I have this real concern. There's going to be, you know, a lot of fires happening here.
Oh, it could happen. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get a quick market update. We have more of the same. Markets jumpy on North Korea tweets, the NFL distraction. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
This NFL thing is dumb.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
I don't know. There's all kinds of different theories about it. And some people say it's a scheme by Trump to take the pressure off the Russia investigation. And, you know, the whole thing is just seems like just a, I think it's just a big anti-Trump protest personally. Because that's what it looks like. Because why else would they all be doing it? And it's idiotic if you think about it. They're protesting inequity. And these guys are making like $25 million and up.
It's inequity, but it was all about the Black Lives Matter discussion. That's where it started, right?
No, it started with Colin Kaepernick last year taking a knee and then bitching about the flag and the not being the black inequality, not necessarily Black Lives Matter. And he's just protesting it. And then that's ballooned into this. And of course, he can't get work, but they still have to pay him, which makes it even dumber.
Yeah, but now it's backfiring now, right? It's definitely backfiring.
I think it's been backfiring all along. I think they're looking for some rationale for the reason the attendance is down and the stadiums are half empty. And it's the right wing guy. We'll talk about this on the No Agenda show. So I don't think it really makes much difference to the stock market guys.
I hear you. But there was some sloppy action in the tech names and the big boy mega caps this week. We saw that we're still having this hope for, up until today, there was some hope, not necessarily by the markets per se, but just a general hope that we get past this healthcare issue. I guess we are past it at this point. It seems like it's pretty much no go. But now they're starting to ramp up the idea that, oh, let's do some tax reform. And now we're hearing 25% is going to be the lowest tax rate for individuals, 20% for corporations, a one-time repatriation. And what else?
You said 25% is going to be the lowest?
Lowest tax. Yeah, they said something about 25, I thought it was. 25. There's going to be three
the
tax
The lowest,
rates.
But what's the highest?
35.
Oh, that's what it was before, isn't it?
I think it was. Wasn't it like 15 or 18? They've kind of cut a few levels out. So how much? And they're going to double or I think double the personal exemption. From 12 to 24,000, get rid of the estate tax and get rid of the alternative minimum tax. Also, pass through entities like subchapter S corporations will be get taxed at the highest rate of 25%, which I like.
Why?
Well, because I have a subchapter S corporation and I'm taxed at my
Your tax is ordinary income.
Mm-hmm. Any of the subchapter S money that comes through, I don't get taxed on that for FICA or for Social Security, you know, any of this Medicare. But I am taxed on it from the aspect of my highest rate. So when it just passes through. That's the whole point of a pass-through. Now there's going to be a pass-through is at 25% maximum. That'd be kind of good. I like that.
Yeah, I guess it would be okay. Yeah.
that'll be a nice windfall.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
I'm all for it. Yeah, let's do it. I also wonder how many people will be trying to turn their businesses into a subchapter S or LLC or other type of pass-through vehicle. That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But there was some sloppy action in the tech names, as I mentioned. We saw Facebook get hurt. There was some hullabaloo about the Russia issue and then possibly a change of the shares from the share classes. And I think that Zuckerberg is going to be selling something like, I don't know, $8 or $9 billion over the next year and a half of the shares. I
guess because he needs the money.
Because he can, I suppose.
Or does he think it's going to collapse? Or does he need the money? What's the point of all, unless he's going to invest in something different?
I guess he's either going to invest in something different or take it and put it into charity like he promised, buy himself a house or two or an island or a little city somewhere. But I mean, why not diversify a little bit? It's pretty high right now. You could take it. If he takes out $8 billion, $9 billion, he still has what? $100 billion or something left?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That goes a long way.
Yeah, well, I might as well.
But Amazon was down. Apple was getting hit after their iPhone 8 announcement. And the we talked about this a little bit. And also the watch, which doesn't seem, it seems to have some connectivity problems with the cellular networks.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, it's kind of a bad situation here. And then on top of that, we see the U.S. dollar is starting to turn around. It bottomed out based, and all of a sudden the euro is starting to tank and the yen is tanking and the U.S. dollar is starting to come up. And I wonder if a couple things. We saw a change in dynamic ever since the dollar has been rising, that the tech names are slowing down, the big caps are slowing down, but the small caps hit an all-time high yesterday, finally starting to catch up. We talked about this last week, about this catch-up trade. And they're up 7.5% for the year, where the NASDAQ's up, I don't know, 21%, and the Dow's up 11.5%, 12%. But now all of a sudden we're seeing that there is this turnaround of the small caps that are having a nice move. The Dow was down 3 days in a row recently after the speech by Yellen and the rate announcement by Yellen, which was, of course, no rate change.
As expected,
as always expected, until the last minute. Odds are on for a December rate hike are pretty high at this point. And they talked about the unwinding of their balance sheet, and they set in motion a range of, I think it was $10 to $30 billion per month of runoff for like 3 or 4 months or something like that, or three different times they're going to do it. But then she hedged that whole discussion with, well, on the other hand, just to let you know that at any given time, if things don't work out and maybe the economy slows, we could either stop the unwind or we could buy more bonds. Change anything that's needed.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. And then she started speaking again. It's like she spoke last week and now she's out again today. Today she talks about notes. She noted that there was plenty of uncertainty around economic and interest rate paths. Says that the pace of rate increases has not matched the dot plot and does not need an excessive tightening to reach neutral. They're at that natural neutral level here. She also said the evidence suggests that globally that the underlying aggregate demand has been weaker than it has been historically. Notes term premiums are quite narrow. In other words, the narrow spread between the 2 and the 10-year and the 2 and the 30-year, let's say. Also noted, I thought this was interesting, there's a significant spillovers from global monetary policy into U.S. interest rates, saying how much the other central banks are affecting the current rates here in the United States. Because, I mean, this is so much money being poured in. It's ridiculous. It's incredible amounts of money that's just being liquefied and poured into the markets. And you keep hearing about more stimulus. It'll from all sorts of places.
Keep them propped up.
Yep, exactly. There's a chart here over on DH Unplugged. You'll see here is I put four of the main players here. Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. And you can see how they rolled over pretty well here. Apple rolled from about 164 to 148 or 9 at the low, popped up today a little bit. Facebook down from 175 to 163 after the Russia discussion and some kind of advertising faux pas, as well as the sale by Zuckerberg. Alphabet's not moving much, although it was at 1,000 and it's now at 936, but that happened since August after their last earnings. And Amazon is down from 1080 down to 937 post-earnings. Now, you really would notice this, by the way, in the actual markets themselves. because the markets themselves have been just hanging around, doing not much.
Yeah, well, staying high, though.
Yeah, it's definitely staying high. And then the other chart is the U.S. dollar. You can see it broke through its 50-day moving average and started
to head. The Facebook chart looks the worst to me of these things.
Well, it's just that one-day drop, really. I mean, we're talking about 10 bucks, yeah. What is that, 10? Yeah, $10 from its high. But the worst one is definitely, I think, Amazon. I mean, 1080. That's
yeah, Amazon really looks sick.
Yeah, looks like there's something definitely looks like it's going to.
Yeah, somebody finally just figured out that they got into the grocery store business.
They got into the grocery store business. They also got into another business today. Today they got into, let me think what business that was today. Today they're in the short messaging business to compete with Twilio.
Why?
Because they can.
Well, he's got probably some scheme afoot.
He always does. Always seems to. Okay, moving along here. New target for the markets. Legendary investor Warren Buffett talked up the U.S. economy this week. Actually, the end of last week. He predicted the Dow Jones Industrial will reach over 1 million in 100 years.
Well, there's a prediction he doesn't have to live to witness.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Over a million in 100 years.
I don't see how you could do that.
I don't. It seems it's possible with, you know, if you take just the standard compounding of interest of, let's just say, a 5 or 7% rate of return on average over 100 years. I'm sure that the number is probably a million.
Might not be.
Well, he's
someone has to do the calculation. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, somebody should do the calculation. Start with 25. Let's just start with 25,000, round number. And multiply that at a 7% or let's say a 5% compounded interest for 100 years. And somebody maybe in the chat room can do some quick Excel work and come up with how much the Dow would be worth at that point. 25,000 current value. 5% per year, 100 years. China, also known as China. Standard & Poor's lowered their Hong Kong long-term ratings from AAA to AA+, on Friday, following its earlier downgrade in the week of China's sovereign rating. And they say it's all sorts of problems there. They said that following the earlier downgrade of the sovereign credit rating in China, we are lowering the rating of Hong Kong as well, to reflect potential spillover risks to the SAR should deleveraging in China prove to be more disruptive than we currently expect. And China was downgraded from a AA- to an A+. So there you go. China's being
just
downgraded.
When it gets to a B, what happens?
That's bad. B stands for bad. B definitely stands for C is crap. D is dog shit. Dog shit. That's the ratings, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
All right, now, something everybody's been waiting for. I know you've been waiting for this. I don't know if you actually went out to Trader Joe's.
No, I didn't. I forgot all about it.
I did.
Yeah, you're more into this sort of this game that you created.
We got to have fun.
Okay, well, give me your report.
So hold on. Did you see the picture of what I bought?
I'm looking at the picture now.
That's something. First of all.
Yeah, you bought a bunch of junk food. Let me explain a couple of these things. You got some Trader Joe's branded wine.
Yeah.
So that's got to be dreadful.
Yeah.
Some sort of just greasy looking Chinese thingamajigs. I don't even know what they are. Some it looks like brats. Maybe some bratwurst. Then a bunch of jarred or canned or bottled salad dressings and a bunch of other packets. It's all packaged goods.
Yeah. That was the whole point.
Yeah, that was the idea.
That was the idea. Now, I did have, you can see that Camembert cheese that was dipped in a Syrah.
Here's an example. I want to read one of the things. This is an example of the kind of weird crap you'd get there. Pastrami style. Smoked Atlantic salmon.
Right. Otherwise known sometimes as grovlox.
No, it's pastrami style.
But that's, yeah. But it's, do you ever have that before?
No.
Oh, you never had grovlox before?
I've had grovlox.
Oh, yeah. So this was kind of, it's just seasoned and peppered with a little bit of dill and whatever else goes on on pastrami. Sure. It was actually pretty good for what it was for the price.
Now, okay. Let me tell you. A bagel with some cream cheese?
That would be a little schmear. A little bagel and schmear. But look at this grouping. I got to tell you something. This place is cheap. And you
looks like a work of art. Looks like a still life. It looks like something Cezanne would have done. Only it's a photograph.
I should have done like some kind of an illustrator art thing with it.
I would have put a cat in the middle.
Oh, you would have. I know you would have. But I got all this stuff, and I got the let me give you my report on this.
All okay. Right.
First of all, it's a very cheap or maybe affordable place to shop. And by the way I shop was, I went down the aisles and I asked all the different people there. I said, you know, that work there, what do I get in this aisle? What is the thing to get in this aisle? And they kind of led me around. Oh, you have to get this. You have to get that. So,
favorites.
But yeah. So the frozen items were excellent. The mashed cauliflower, the Indian food. So they have these mashed cauliflower. They're little balls in a bag. You put them in a pot. You can have a few of them or all of them. Put them in a pot with some water and you just cook it up.
What did your wife think of this?
She thought it was great, the cauliflower.
Okay. Yeah.
The Indian food, I had the butter chicken. That was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. The pumpernickel pretzels were excellent. Now, you're supposed to dip these in the cookie swirl. It was very sweet, very good. However, not my thing. The gummy bears, which everybody raves about. I'm like, how could you be? What are you raving about gummy bears? What could be so good about gummy bears? They were excellent. Seriously. You know why? You know how a lot of sometimes you eat gummy bears and they're soft, they get caught in your teeth and they're kind of, they dissipate very quickly.
These are stale so that you like them.
Maybe that's what it was. They were a little bit harder. They were very flavorful. Yeah,
it's called stale.
The pastrami seasoned smoked salmon I thought was good. The ghost pepper chips. Now, I was really looking forward to these ghost pepper chips. Yeah. I was looking forward to this heat. I was looking forward to the spice. They had a good flavor. They kind of had a little garlicky and a barbecue-y flavor thing, something or other going on there. Not so spicy, though. Matter of fact, my wife was even eating them, and she hates spice. The salad dressings were good. I had a peanut salad dressing that was good. The fresh chicken soup was excellent. And I will tell you, might I say, that I am a maybe not a full-fledged, but a convert. I would shop here again.
Well, now I'm going to have to go out and do something similar.
Yep.
Well, most of this prepared food, I think, is the reason people go there. There's a lot of students, women who can't cook, men who can't cook.
Yep.
People in general who can't cook, and they buy all these frozen things. And then they buy the cheap wine. This is the home of Two-Buck Chuck. And this is a... But if you go over to the fresh food where they actually have fresh, except for cheese, they have a good cheese selection. I'd say it's fairly good. But the fruits and vegetables, they're usually overpriced. They're not in good shape. It's not a place to buy that sort of thing.
Yeah, I didn't wander into. I looked at the produce, but I didn't buy anything really there. They had some, like you said, the prepared foods, or either the frozen prepared or the fresh prepared were good. The cheese was excellent, I thought. There's a good selection of cheese. Two-Buck Chuck is now $3 and change. I asked about that. They increased the price.
Yeah.
You got to check it out. No. Go get some stuff different. I want to hear your report.
Well, then why are we doing this again? I forgot.
Because I was kvetching about Trader Joe's and everybody was hitting me and emailing me that I got to try and tweeting me that I got to try Trader Joe's. I'm out of my mind. So they sent in all these donations. Let me just refresh everybody on this. They sent donations to go buy Trader Joe's food. I used that money and I bought all this food.
Okay. Well, I'll use my part of that money.
Yeah.
If there's any left.
Yeah. Keep a little bit of profit for yourself for the aggravation.
So it looks like you spent about $100 on food.
Exactly what I spent. About 120.
Yeah.
So
what about the wines? What about those two Trader Joe gems?
$3 a piece. I didn't open them yet. I'm really not. I'm kind of nervous about opening.
Yeah. Well, it depends. So if you make sure you have a day ahead that you don't, you can get away with a headache all day. I would say I would drink them on Friday.
On a Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Then you have Saturday to recuperate.
All right. Let's get back to the thing. I just want to make one quick final announcement to shove this in there that if you're listening right now, the launch party webinar for Investology. We have room, I think, for 20 more in there. So you can go sign up over at Investology, E-N-V-E-S-T-O-L-G-O-Y. O-L-G-Y. What did I say? E-N-V-E-S-T-O-L-O-G-Y .com. And you can go and join us for the launch party, which will be this Thursday coming up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So check that out. Equifax update.
Yes.
Stock is up from 91 to 106. The CEO is departing and gets, I think he gets a potential total of $18 million on the exit. As a bonus.
He should get 18 years is what he should get.
Exactly. I mean, I think there's a $7 million bonus and some is in pension, which may be his, I suppose, and probably in stock of some sort. And it's terrible though, huh? I mean, I don't understand why these, what do you do with this? Now, he left the firm. One of the things that happens in these kind of situations is they leave the firm, especially if they're going to be called in front of Congress. And I suppose what happens there is there's some separation that goes on, right? So that maybe the firm's not liable anymore for what he says when he's no longer the CEO.
I have no idea.
I think he's going in front of Congress tomorrow. That's, you know, the usual.
No, this is just, these guys are just blowhards. I've seen one too many of these hearings where they get some bad actor in there and they make it look really like they're really mad at him and nothing comes of it.
Well, nothing's going to come of this. I mean, the stock is probably the area that was breached and the problem they had is only about 10 or 12% of their total revenue. So even if they shut that down, the stock was, down about 40% from its high. Yeah. 145 to 91. So the stock was down a little bit too much there. As a matter of fact, some people that I know have said, oh, let's buy it at 92, 93. And I think they've left it at this point. 110, 111 looks like the top end of this whole thing, but we'll see. I mean, it's like anything else these days that if it's down, you buy it. That's what goes on in the markets these days.
Yep.
Down 3 days. Let's buy it. Speaking about down, but maybe not out, the Uber saga continues. I don't know if you read about this, but London has deemed that Uber is unfit to run a taxi service. We talked about this last week, and they stripped of its licenses to operate from the end of the week, and which is the end of this week, which is considered a major blow to the U.S. firm and 3.5 million users in one of the world's wealthiest cities. The British Capital's transport regulator said the Silicon Valley technology giant's approach and conduct was not fit and proper to hold a private vehicle hire license, and it would not be renewed it was scheduled to renew on September 30th. So the big question is, and I'm sure you have an answer to this, will this happen or is it just something to have Uber to pay up a little bit more money to pacify the situation?
I would guess the latter, but I also wonder why they have a license at all. Isn't this ride sharing?
Yeah, ride sharing.
Somebody happens to be driving around and you want to jump in and chip in for gas and go with them. Isn't that what this is all about? Supposedly, is that? That's what I understood.
Yeah, that's what they said it was, and then it became a ride hailing service, which is, I'm not sure what the difference is.
Then it's a cab.
It's a cab. We all know it's a cab.
Yeah. I know. We all know it's a cab, but I like the bull crap part of it where they're, no, it's just sharing a seat.
You got, well, what are they trying to get away with that line?
What you're trying to get away with is avoiding all the regulations.
Right. But they obviously in London had a license to operate as operate the vehicles. Private vehicle hire license. So they are licensed there.
Yeah.
So now it's amazing to me that, well, you know, you have all those black cabs there and all that, and they have a lot more tradition and caring about their tradition versus what we have. I mean, medallion prices are what, a tenth of what they were? I mean,
that would have been a good thing to short.
Yeah, if you could somehow, or maybe buy at this point. Or is that just done?
Could be dead, though. Could be, you might be buying nothing.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening here. I mean, especially if these guys move out, there's three others that are in there. I mean, in New York City, there's tons of these different companies doing things. They have some of these companies that operate like buses. They just go down certain avenues. My daughter gets into these. She knows she just has to go down this particular avenue, you know, like 30 or 40, 50 blocks, and it costs you like $2. Just get in a car with a bus. Now, that's ride sharing. Got a guy schlepping up. It's like a bus, you know, going back and forth. But there's other people in the car with you sometimes, sometimes not. Huh. And they're sharing.
What's that called?
Something share.
Yeah, find out.
Yeah, something share. It's in New York and it's something.
I think that's not a bad idea. You're going up one street.
Yeah.
Just jump in.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going till you have to get out. And you get out when you feel like it. Mm-hmm. They don't have stops. And it sounds great.
Yeah. Yep. Here's a big announcement. Here's something big. Here's something you probably heard about this evening because it was just announced. Very big, very changing of the entire structure. Big move by a company that could really enhance the value of the stock. Twitter is moving from the 140 character limit to 280.
Huge blunder.
Testing this with a small group. Now, Jack Dorsey said something to the effect as a add-on to the Twitter, the official Twitter tweet, that SMS originally was, I think, 160 characters, and the 140 that they put on there originally was just a random number under the 160. Because if you remember, Twitter was phone-based originally, right?
Nothing I know of.
Of course it was. Yes, it was phone-based. You get texts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, I remember getting...
It was called microblogging.
I remember getting alerts on my phone.
Get on the phone. I'm just telling you, the idea was microblogging. That was the name given to it by Ev Head, the actual guy who invented Twitter. And it had nothing to do with anything except blogging. It was a blogging idea.
But I am pretty sure that there was the Twitter alerts came to my cell phone in a text message originally.
Could happen.
But anyway, they wanted to keep it under the 160. That was the SMS. The entire chat room is telling me that I'm correct here. But what do any of us know? You're the technology maven.
I'm a very early adopter of it, and I've always used a computer and done it on a PC.
Yeah. But he said, Jack Dorsey, that the 140 was a random number that they had. So now they went
If it was truly a random number, how come they didn't come up with something like 143?
I don't know. This is what he says. So now they go to 280, which is double the randomness. Like, did they test this?
Double random.
Am I right? I mean, seriously.
It's too long. It ruins the whole idea.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, they're only doing this with a
selector. Are they catering to Trump? Can you imagine what we have to deal with now in the future if Trump starts using 280? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. 280 seems like a little bit. If you can't get your point across with all the various acronyms and, you know, Adam hits me with these acronyms sometimes on text. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Like what?
I don't know. He gives, the various TTLY, you know, talk to you later or whatever it is. And all these, but he does a couple of other ones that I don't know what he's talking about, but I don't want to feel like, I don't want to ask him and seem like an idiot. So I look it up on different things to try to, you know, find out what it is. I don't know. But anyway, I feel like an idiot. So you think this is a bad move? You think this is, you know,
Is it going to make it more popular? Is it something people have been demanding?
I don't know why you can't just write multiple tweets.
It makes no sense to me.
I don't know. You remember when they tried to do the thing where they said, well, we're going to expand it so that like when you put someone's Twitter handle in there and you also put, for example, a website address, it wasn't going to count against you. Remember that?
Well, they still kind of optimize putting links. And if you put a photo, they used to originally lose characters for the photo, X number of characters. But now you can load it up with as many photos as they'll let you put in there, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
I think there's a limit to the number of photos, but I put in 4 and I got away with it.
You know, speaking about apps, so I was at a dinner party on Sunday evening, and one of the guys says to me, this guy that I just met, he says, hey, you seem to know about technology. I'm like, okay, all right. He says, I'm having trouble getting on Tumblr. I'm like, oh? I said, I don't really know anything about Tumblr, but okay, what's happening? He says, I've tried to sign up several times, and every time I can't do it on my phone, I have to do it on my computer. I'm like, all right, so sign up on your computer, and then whatever. Yeah, but it won't let me. He keeps going back to a sign-up page. I'm thinking, I said, what is it? So I, not knowing really anything about Tumblr, I tweeted out the question. I said, you know, what's the story with Tumblr? How do you get on? And little did I know, maybe, I don't know where I am in this whole thing, but it's like a massive porn hub.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Of course it is.
Yeah. So
everybody the worst kind of porn, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think there's a lot of I have never run into it. I can't say this for sure, But I believe there's a lot of illegal porn on Tumblr, and the whole Yahoo operation should be shut down because of it. Yeah, it's the most porn laden thing. They've cut back on it over the years. It used to be worse.
So I felt weird because I didn't know about this. I didn't know this was so that it was so porn centric, and so after I saw
mostly these, kinky porn.
Really? Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Now you'll be more interested.
So a few people told me to ask Dvorak that you knew all about this, by the way. And I'm like, okay. And then I went to the guy. I said, I don't know the guy very well. I said, are you trying to use this for like porn? He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, geez. I feel like such.
Does he want to post porn or? I think I know what his problem is.
What's that?
He there was a recent thing they did on Tumblr, and I have followed this, of course, because I have to.
Of course,
a lot of the technology. A lot of the really bad porn, like the real kind of disgusting porn, is the only way I can describe it. They've done something to put up a firewall, or it's kind of a firewall saying you can't look at this unless you have an account. Because usually you just roam around Tumblr and looking at anything you wanted, but now so you have to create an account. I believe that's what he's up to. He wanted to see some horrible porn, and he couldn't get on it. And so they say you have to have an account. And so he's trying to get an account so he can go to this friend of yours.
It's not me. Okay. It's not okay. Seriously, it's not. It's funny because when I tweeted, I said, a friend of mine wants to know. I'm like, oh, this is not going to go over well. They're going to think it's me. They're going to definitely think this, I'm asking for a friend,
If a friend happened to do this and that, would you advise that friend?
But then after I found out about this whole porn thing, that it was so intense on this, there's nothing really else you use Tumblr for. I pulled him aside. I asked him, I'm like, oh my, is that what it is? And I'm like, is this very awkward? So.
No, there's a lot. People do use, have regular blog-like accounts on Tumblr. It's not like 100% porn. It's just a very simple system that a lot of people will use. It's kind of like more low end than MySpace insofar as putting up a site.
I always thought that it was little did I know, but I thought it was like an expanded Twitter concept where it was microblogging also to a degree, but yet not.
No, not at all.
So if I post anything up there, it has to be something horrific, I suppose. Oh, well.
No, you could put tools up there and have Andrew's tool corner and discuss, crescent wrenches and pictures.
Do you have a Tumblr account that you post things to?
I actually, when I first wanted to check out Tumblr, I got an account right away. And I lost, it's one of these accounts where turns out you don't really need an account. Now you do more than before, but I don't care. I don't even know what to say. I'd have to really reconstruct the account, have to go get a password reset. I don't bother.
Mm. Well, you can follow John C. Dvorak on Tumblr or Twitter, maybe, at The Real Dvorak. Myself, Andrew Horowitz, is just Andrew Horowitz, one word. Of course, if you like the show, if you've now found a new place to spend your time during the day in those maybe wee hours of the morning, and then we've given you a little help with that, you can donate to the show and show your appreciation for us giving you this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, send us money to go do things like sending us money to go to Trader Joe's and try their horrible food.
Right. We should pick another place or pick another.
I got to do the Trader Joe's thing first, I guess.
Yep.
I'm not going to get as carried away as you did.
Oh, come on. It was fun.
I'll do a thorough job.
Okay, good. But you can go donate to the show. Go over to DH Unplugged anywhere on the site. There's a little button that says donate and donate to it. Now, let's see here. Okay, we need a new stock. That's why there's a gigantic red print there. You see that?
Yeah, new stock.
We need a new stock. I had a couple of ideas.
Okay, what do you think?
Equifax.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, let's do that because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
All right, Equifax on there. So the close to the pin that we are going to be announcing very shortly, which you can go over to dhunplugged.com and check out, is Equifax. EFX is the symbol. And the winner will receive, of course, a one-of-a-kind, customized T-shirt with the DH Unplugged logo and all that kind of stuff on the front and a little smoking guy on kind of nice little T-shirt, as well as a certificate suitable for framing. and you'll be in for the end of year. What do we call that? The classic? No, the
invitational.
Yeah, the invitational. Yeah, DH Unplugged Invitational. All right, let's see here. All right. Now, this was a story that I thought was just mean, but it explained a lot.
Okay.
So it seems a man who worked as a baggage handler at Singapore's Changi Airport intentionally swapped tags on hundreds of bags, sending the luggage to the wrong destinations.
I believe they just commonly do that.
Yeah, that's what I was
Don't
saying.
They do that everywhere?
That's what I'm saying. Tai Boon Ke, a 63-year-old worker.
He's just a hateful person.
Hateful. Worked as a baggage handler for a subcontractor at this airport, and he was charged in court on Tuesday with 286 counts of mischief. But, I mean, was he just like to sit there going, ha ha, this is going to be so much fun? He, you know, did this over a period of time till they caught him?
Yeah, he did it because he hates the people. All these people get to travel and they're going here and they're going there, and he's stuck there in the baggage handling. So he's just getting back at him. This reminded me of a story I heard, here we go. One of my stories where somebody used to work at the Chrysler General Motors plant. Cadillac. Mm-hmm. And the gag was he would, inside the Cadillac door, he would string a big heavy bolt to the end of a string at the top of the door. And then this bolt would be in there hanging off the string. And then he'd like use some cheap Scotch tape and tape it inside the door. And the Scotch tape would fail after about a year. And this bolt would be inside banging around inside the Cadillac door. And he just thought this was hilarious.
Driving people crazy that there's something.
Yeah, this big bolt bouncing around. I just thought it was a great idea for a gag.
I mean, but you have to admit those old General Motors cars after two or three years.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. It's everything's clanking around anyway.
Yeah.
That was always the case with the American cars. I remember
I suppose
that.
He put a little note on the bolt, you know, just saying, get calling the guy a son of a bitch for buying a Cadillac or something like that.
Very nice. Well, Mr. Wiener, in more than one ways, Anthony Wiener, on Monday, as he was sobbing, as a judge spoke and learned his dismay that he's going to be sentenced to 21 months in prison.
Yeah, they sent the jerk off to prison.
Ah, yes.
One of the many puns I've seen so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I mean, this guy, you know, I can't even, you know.
He had 160 victims, if you want to call them victims.
He's got a Tumblr account.
He probably is a big Tumblr fan, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That does make sense. Yeah, Wiener doing hard time. Oh, we got some leftovers from last week. It looks like Japan SoftBank, which owns a majority stake in Sprint, and T-Mobile parent Deutsche Telekom has been in frequent conversations about a stock merger, moving Sprint and T-Mobile together, and they were up nicely last week.
I thought Sprint was CDMA.
Sprint was on...
No, I thought they were CDMA as opposed to GSM, and T-Mobile's GSM. How does that work? Am I wrong about the Sprint being CDMA? I could be.
I thought Sprint was CDMA, and that was the big problem for a long time, and I don't know if they've actually gone to GSM.
I don't think so.
Maybe they're both CDMA.
No. T-Mobile. I use T-Mobile. It's GSM.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they went to GSM. I mean, that would not be an easy thing to do, though.
No, it's not. Once you're committed.
That, right. Yeah. So I don't know what that would do. I mean, I guess you could sell phones with either or. Do people really care? Do people know?
Offer both services? I have no idea.
Well, but the big difference, isn't the big difference that on CDMA, you cannot multitask in terms of if you're talking on the phone, you can't text at the same time? Isn't that the problem with it?
I don't know what the problem with it is, to be honest about it.
But it's not as good as GSM.
There's something, GSM is also more universal worldwide, except in some countries don't have it at all, like Korea, for example.
Right. So, anyway.
Verizon's CDMA, and they get better coverage than everybody else.
Right. It's kind of like 2.4 versus 5 or something like that, where, you know, it's better in certain things and it's not. But both shares were up a lot. I mean, Sprint's been looking and really aggressively involved in looking for a partner for some time. I'm surprised at T-Mobile because what's his name? The CEO, the colorful CEO? John Legere, isn't him?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he wears pink all the time, isn't T-Mobile? I can't imagine him wanting to actually do this. He seems to be very happy in his own world.
Wasn't he going to do the deal with AT&T? The one that fell apart and T-Mobile got a whole pot full of money because the deal didn't go through because of regulators.
So how is this going to go through?
Maybe it won't.
Maybe.
I think that they shouldn't allow these things, to be honest, personally.
But now you have, what do you have, Cricket, which is a part of something.
We got Cricket. You got that mobile, whatever it is. What's that one that's all over the place it's cheap? There's about 10 of these things, these cheap ones.
Right. But some of them are owned by the other companies.
Yeah.
Isn't Cricket owned by Verizon or something like that? Or
I don't know, maybe.
Anyway.
This is an area I don't keep up with.
Yeah, I don't blame it. Track phone, somebody's mentioning.
So I can't answer these questions. Yep.
Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. God, I love that guy. This is the former Italian Prime Minister.
Yeah, I would love that guy.
He's making a formal return to Italy's political stage.
I thought they're going to lock him up, but apparently not.
He was in all sorts of trouble, and this is a guy that he loves singing. He has albums out. I guess these days with a few years ago, I always thought it was really interesting that this guy is into all this dramatics and singing and all that. But these days, just a few years later, it doesn't seem as bizarre to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have all this crazy stuff going on with all these other politicians.
Singing prime minister. Yeah.
But it's crazy that it was so odd a few years ago, but now all these global leaders are just a little nutty.
Huh.
I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, he was speaking and he wants to lead a group into the national ballot, which is expected in March. And of course, what he's doing, promising hefty tax cuts. This is actually going on in a few places, elections going on right now that they're trying to put, Shinzo Abe is looking to do a snap election in Japan. And right before that, he's already talking about major tax cuts that he's going to put into play. I mean, talk about an inducement to vote for him.
Yeah, yeah. That's the old throw money away and maybe people get them to vote for you.
Yep. We talked about the firefighter with his body part. That was a couple of times ago. Hey, Narcan. Did we talk about Narcan at all?
I don't think so. We talked about it a lot on the No Agenda show.
Yeah.
And it looked like a good investment.
Well, it's
already skyrocketed. It's not a good investment anymore.
So in Southwest Ohio, people die from drug overdoses at more than double the national rate. And one of the concerns, this Narcan is a drug that counteracts an overdose. It's an inhaler. It's a vapor.
And I thought it was an injection.
I think it's an inhaler.
Huh.
I think that's my understanding. I think it should be an injection because you know what? Now that you mention it, I have heard of it as an injector, almost like those pen devices.
Yeah, like an EpiPen.
Right. But I also saw it recently as an inhaler. Maybe there's a different one out there. The sheriff in Butler County this summer declared that his officers won't carry medication to reverse overdoses in a Middletown city, which has about 49,000 people that overlaps the county. They were frustrated by the costs because now all of a sudden, you got this drug that can counteract and obviously save lives. Here's my question. If all this awareness about this drug called Narcan is out there, right? It's being, it's a lot more information about this availability. Do you think it's possible that the awareness is actually helping to increase the potential overdoses that are out there?
Well, there was a thesis going around that said that, and then there was some supposed proof that people were overdosing just so they could have the secondary weird high of coming down from it. But Adam and I did some research on this. Adam did most of it. And this bull crap, I don't think so. Nobody wants to overdose.
Yeah, so the problem is that the drugs are so strong these days and the drugs they're using.
Well, they got this one fentanyl that comes in. This is all mailed in from China.
Yeah.
And this is one type that apparently you get some dust on your hands and you drop dead.
Is that like not the bath salts, the one that was down here, the Flocka?
I don't know what that was.
We had the Flocka down here in Broward County and people would take this stuff. The first time, supposedly, it was okay.
Yeah.
The second time, I guess it doesn't leave your body. The second time you took it, you went berserk. You start taking, everybody seems to have taken their clothes off, by the way. Everybody that had this problem, they just start taking their clothes off. I don't know why.
We've heard about this.
And they just start running through the street doing crazy stuff.
Screaming.
Yeah. And they're hot and they're trying to, one guy tried to break into the police off precinct. People are just going, you know, running in the middle of the streets, going crazy. Just, this is also what was blamed on the guy that ate the guy's face.
Isn't that just normal in Florida though? Anyway? Yeah, no, just with parts of
Florida. Parts of Florida. Yeah. and there's no shortage of these drugs. So in New York recently, I think it was last week, they confiscated 190 pounds of fentanyl, 195 pounds of fentanyl, which was equivalent to 32 million lethal doses of this drug.
Jeez.
Which the fentanyl, just to let you know, is an opioid that's 50 times stronger than heroin.
Yeah, it's synthetic.
This is the stuff they used in operating rooms to
it's
put.
It's not good. It's something you don't want.
Right.
It's about the kind of numbers. We had 30 tons with a T of cocaine off the coast of California that was captured.
Wow. Yeah, they're not trying to sneak that stuff in. They're just rolling it right in. But, I mean, this is the kind of drug that you want an anesthesiologist in, you know, over you the whole time as you're doing this. This is not just a, you know, a situation where you have the straight friend that's going to watch over you. You need somebody with, like, tools.
Yeah, you need some professional.
Right. And people are just, I don't know what's going on with people, why they, I don't even know how they get this stuff, to be honest with you. But you're saying it's coming in from China.
Yeah, you can have it mailed over.
Oh, mailed? Oh, really? Oh, there you go. Mm. Like Alibaba or something?
Yeah. Oh. Well, not Alibaba, but whatever. I don't know. I don't know the mechanism, but it's very doable.
In some news out of University of South Florida, it seems that we have some not-so-brave people there. During the Hurricane Irma, one of the school leader of the University of South Florida fled to Atlanta and insinuated in emails to her boss that she remained on campus, going so far to say that things were quiet and she heard birds chirping while she was supposed to be there, I guess, doing something. And after the storm, the chancellor was fired for a lack of leadership and all that. And her conduct, which created intolerable safety risk to the students and all this, and she got fired. So just as a point of reference, probably don't like send emails or maybe something with like, maybe don't update your Facebook out of town when you say you're in town. Okay. You know, probably one of those little nuggets that you can learn and learn from here. All right. Now, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. On the shelves in Walmart, there's a drink, an energy drink by a Redux Beverages, a company that makes this energy drink. And you know what it's called? What the name of it is on the side of the can?
What?
Cocaine.
Cocaine?
That's what it's called. Not kidding.
Just the brand. It's like 1 hour cleaners.
Yeah. It says cocaine. And they have signs. Try some cocaine today. It's like at Walmart. I saw these signs. It seems this drink was pulled off the market.
Try some cocaine today. The advertising's got to be really very funny for this product.
Cocaine.
Some cocaine today.
Can you believe it, though, that they have this?
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it.
You got to buy it. These are collectibles. This is art.
It is, I suppose. Next time I'll go buy some.
Well, send me a couple of cans. I'll frame it.
So it seems that the inventor, this guy, James Kirby, he says, he was quoted recently saying, when a person sees the name of the drink, some psychological event happens and the person is already experiencing the energy buzz before they even open the can. Is this guy insane?
Oh, he's thinking there's some sort of placebo effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make that claim.
That, I'm going to the store, babe. What do you want? Bring home some cocaine. And what else do you want? A little bottle of wine. What else? Like some beer. Some.
$2 chuck.
Yes. It's ridiculous. The maker of the drink claims that it's 350% stronger than Red Bull.
Oh, you don't want that then. You'd be a nervous wreck drinking one can.
Can you imagine?
Red Bull's strong enough.
Yeah. I don't understand why people, I don't understand how they allow this back on the market.
I don't either. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. What are you writing for PC Magazine?
I forgot.
All right. Good enough for me.
But since you mentioned it, I will, you know, I should be, you should say something to me at the beginning of the show, because I can, it's not that hard for me to look it up.
No.
I just go to my,
I think people enjoy your search.
I think they think I'm a flake.
No. Anybody think John's a flake? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. What was the date? What's the date today? The 26th.
Yeah. Now you're getting into Flakeville. September 26th. Yes.
Yeah, here it is. This is a good one, actually. I'm discussing the upcoming, even though nobody's confirmed or it's just rumored, upcoming Surface phone.
Oh God.
Yes. Wait, and I'm very positive. I got a very positive attitude about it. And I've talked about some of the things it can do that we have that's missing in action, ideas that should be implemented by the Surface phone.
Like close all apps.
Did you hear that Bill Gates uses an Android?
Yeah. he doesn't have choices. There's no Windows phone anymore, is there?
You can buy them used on Amazon.
I suppose, but at least he doesn't use an Apple phone. That would have been a real crazy thing.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah. So he's using, the Windows phone, I had a friend that had it, and he was like always saying, oh, look at my phone. Look at all the stuff that's moving on my phone all the time, like these tiles. You know the tiles?
Yeah, it wiggles around a lot.
I'm like, well, that would drive me crazy. Why would I want stuff moving on my phone? Every time it moves, I think there's something I need to do with it.
Yes, it's problematic. There's some things about the Windows phone I kind of like, but I know people that have them. They crash a lot. They're not that good.
So is the Windows Surface, or no, not Surface, Windows. Is it the Surface phone going to be like a mini Surface, basically, just with a cellular hookup?
Yeah, and you can plug it into, this is my thing, but by the way, this is all made up.
Oh.
You can plug it into a docking station. It becomes a full-blown PC using the cloud as a hard disk storage.
You know what? I don't see any reason why this is so absurd.
It's not. I've been predicting this for 20 years.
I mean, this is a standard S curve with technology, right? Things get smaller and faster and less costly. Same thing with chips. I mean, back in the day, do you remember the 5 1/4? Was it 5 1/4? 5 1/4, right? No, 3.5.
The 5 1/4-inch disk.
The floppies. The first ones you had to do when you had to copy it, you had to put it in, take it out, put the other one in. Take it out, put the other one in, and to go back and forth with those things.
Most of us had two drives, and that wasn't really the way we did it.
I had the Atari, what, the 8080?
Yeah. You should stop while you're ahead.
That wasn't the name of it?
No, that was the whole thing. No, I'm just saying this is, you're embarrassing yourself.
Why? am I calling it the wrong thing? Or is it just pathetic
that I have it? No, it's not that. It's that, why would you have such a piece of junk as an actual computer?
I could write my name on the screen and make it repeat itself many times.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that was very exciting. That was all you could do with the damn thing.
Well, anyway, I've always felt that the docking pocket computer, or the cell phone that's a pocket computer, you always had this disadvantage because you wanted to keep everything on it. But with Microsoft pushing toward the cloud so much, I could see it just being kind of like a Chromebook. So it's really a cloud computer and it's really small and you could just move. You'd have it with you all the time. So you could always do computing. You always talk to the cloud. You always get your files.
And with the advent of bendable glass, you can
sit on it.
You could fold up a screen into your pocket and pop it open.
That'd be something.
So now you have your phone as a computer and a bigger screen popped open. And when you're done, just roll it up or fold it into a little square or so and put it in your pocket or put it into your briefcase.
Boom.
Yeah. Perfect. Plus, close all apps. You need to have close all apps. The iPhone doesn't allow you to close all apps at once. You have to do this stupid swiping thing. Why have a button that says close all apps somewhere? Just close, push that.
I got it. Here's your $1 million idea, billionaire.
Yeah.
Do an app that does that.
There should have been an app by now, and I am certain that Apple has blocked it. There's no reason.
I doubt it.
This is as simple as the flashlight app.
Maybe not.
Maybe there's something else.
We have coders that listen to the show. We'll do a deal.
Yeah, definitely do a deal.
The DH Unplugged, and whoever does it gets a third of the action.
Yeah, we'll call it App Unplugged.
We'll promote it and sell it, and you can get some free money.
Absolutely. We know the right people to get it to, whoever they are. All right, let's take a look at the stock picks over here. There's a game that we play. It's not a recommendation to buy or sell anything other than recommendations. A game we play, a little fun that we have. And if John T. Dvorak, myself, or Horowitz Company clients own any of these stocks, well, we'll duly note that. And, of course, if you decide for any reason to endeavor into any of these picks, that you need to do proper research with a certified planner of some sort, because we are not liable for any of your losses. We usually have a 10% stop, a trailing stop, unless we talk about otherwise. And the most important thing is that you can actually track this over on DH Unplugged. Just click on the weekly stock tips button there, and you'll be able to track all this. You know what's nice about this? It's a lot of green.
Yeah, we got pretty much mostly green, and the reds aren't too bad.
You're doing great.
The one red, rocking. The one red, the CEO buying Tiffany is been kicked off.
Yep.
And the other red's been kicked off. There's only one real red, and it's a -1%. So.
But you got it.
I hit a home run here with the founder selling my GoDaddy.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So
violation of the insider trading rules of trading.
Your Baker Brothers. Off. Baker Brothers are rocking.
Of course.
Actually, both Baker Brothers. It's a Baker Brothers duo. Look at that. You got on the Alexion Pharmaceuticals up 17.5%.
Yeah.
And on the Beijing, you're up 24.5%. That's
just, yeah, just like that. Boom.
Look at that. That's
boom. I'm saying boom a lot, by the way.
There is a lot of boom. I was waiting for the chakalaka after it.
Yeah.
But let's see here. What else we got?
CSX is up finally.
I don't know why that was suffering. You would think that in an expanding economy and all the things that are going on.
Makes no sense.
Five Below up 8.5%. General Electric up 1.8% with some more insiders going on there. Target down a little bit there. GoDaddy up 8.5%. Wells Fargo, I'm surprised it should be kicked off shortly. It seems like it's kind of got up and down, but that's been on for a long time. Straight Path is not doing anything because it's kind of be bought out there and stuff. What else do we have on here? Rent-A-Center kicked off down 1.3%, and that's it. I got one for this week.
Okay. I would have one, but I decided ethically I can't push it. I can't put it on here.
Ethically? Oh, I can't wait to hear about this. Ethically?
Yeah, ethically.
All right. Well, let me tell you about mine because I want to make way for this discussion.
Okay.
It's going back to gold. We're at a point where while the dollar could go higher and that could be a problem,
gold
here
is below 1300, so that's a plus.
It's 1298
or so,
yeah, somewhere around there. So looking at gold here, because you know I'm just thinking this rhetoric with North Korea is going to start. You know, if he starts, by the way, if Trump calls him Rocket Boy, we got a problem.
Rocket Boy.
Rocket Man's one thing. Calling this guy Rocket Boy is going to send him through the roof. That little man. And I'm thinking that, you know, there is a potential. We're on a base on the GDX, and this is now the triple of the GDX, the nugget.
Your favorite.
Yeah, we do this every once in a while. And if you hit this, by the way, when you hit this, this is like hitting in roulette. These are fun when they hit.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit last time.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's the ethical dilemma?
Okay, well, here's the thing. They're buying and buying and buying. Frank, one of these directors are buying pelts. And there's like $60 million worth of Sysco Corporation being bought, SYY, which is a food company. And Sysco sells to restaurants mostly.
Okay.
And when we had our deli up in Port Angeles, Washington, they were always pestering Mimi. Why would you be selling these high premium product that you drag your ass to sell? Well, we got a cheaper one that is half the price, and it, you know, we can deliver it, and you should just go with us. Mm. And so there's really a plague of an operation. It's one of these things that people that don't want to actually cut their own meat, and people that don't want to make their own salads, and people that don't want to chop any lettuce, and they just want to buy all this prepared stuff from Sysco, is really what kind of runs the country. And so far as small restaurants, little delis, and all these other places, not a fan.
Yeah. So you don't want this company to do well. So therefore, you're not even going to talk about possibly making some money on them because it would be a personal and a violation of your...
An affront.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I can understand
there's
that.
Other, you know, you don't have to, you know, people always should know, a lot of people, you know, have ethical boundaries of what they can invest in and what they don't invest. There's always something good to invest in.
Oh yeah.
Or short.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick everything that comes down the road. And this is one of them. Even though somebody's bought, so far we got $60 million worth of stock that's been bought. Something's up.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to get bought out. Maybe they're going to get bought by Amazon.
Ah.
Fit right in with the Whole Foods deal.
Yeah, the Whole Foods deal.
I mean, but I'm not doing it.
All right. All right. Well, we'll end it there. And I'll talk to you next week. Have an easy fast. You know what that means?
It means what?
Well, Yom Kippur is on Saturday, and you fast right. for the day, and you tell people, I am convinced, by the way. So on Yom Kippur, you go to temple, and then you come home, you kind of hang out for a while, then you go back to temple for a while. You know, throughout the day,
you go to temple twice?
People spend the whole day there on Yom Kippur. But you come home, you watch some TV. I am convinced there are more food commercials on Yom Kippur than any other day.
Huh. Just to give you the needle?
I don't know, but you sit there, and the whole time, you're like, oh, look at that. When did they come out with that new product?
Oh, I think what it is that you think there's more food Probably. Commercials because you're hungry.
Maybe it could be. Probably. So have an easy fast, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. See you then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening in on a conversation with John C. Dvorak and Andrew Horowitz. Hope to be with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Now, I'm not broke, but badly bent. I'm not down to my last cent, cause I got a dollar, but it's my last dollar bill. Yes, sir. In my pockets, there's a dent. All my dough is nearly spent, but I got a dollar, and it's my last dollar bill. Oh, I'd love just one more buck fortune left me by chance. Now, here's a hint, I feel like a mint. You can hardly tell by a glance. I don't care, no millionaire can give me the icy stare, cause I got a dollar, my last dollar bill.